Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real on Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good.
Radio has never been
a real on Cliff Central. WOC, a real on Cliff Central.
The brand new sounds of Anati. The song is called Feeling On Me. He premiered it first here on the WOC. The last time we hung out with him, it's called Feeling On Me. I believe he's working on the video as we speak. We kicked off the show with the opening song for the day being Drama Boy, a song called Candy. Welcome to the show. It's WOC, better known as O'Neill on Cliff Central. And I'm not by myself. As usual, I'm hanging out with my boy, Junior. How you doing, Junior?
Hey, man. I'm good, man. I'm nice.
You're nice, sir. Firstly, yeah. Let me just congratulate the entire team. Most importantly, I'd like to congratulate to you, congratulate you, the listener, for actually making us number one at the moment. It feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, this is after we were knocked out of top 10.
Yo.
We were actually knocked out of top 10 and we came back as number one. What?
Yeah,
that's
man.
Sweet.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
Okay, then. So we continue with the show. It's going to be explosive. We've got some very interesting guests who will be joining us shortly. Some hectic performance that's coming up on the show.
But baby, I am a champion. Lay back out, ease all the stress. Hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Big, big, lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself a this nigga acting. I love it when you beat it up like Rocky. Beat it up like Rocky. Beat it up like Rocky.
Beat it up like Rocky.
Hey!
Beat it up like a Rocky. This is Miller J hanging out with B.O.B. The song is called Champion. So today, before I even bring in any one of our guests, here's something I want us to do. I want us to play a little game. I'm going to test Junior. Perhaps we'll all get to understand his range when we do this little game. So Junior, are you ready to play the game with me?
Yeah.
Speaking
yeah,
to
I'm
the
ready.
Mic, dude. Okay, so this is how the game is going to work between me and Junior. I'm going to name an artist, and he's gonna play a song from that artist. So I've got a couple of names. I'll just throw names at him and he'll just start playing. Remember, this is unscripted, it's unrehearsed. So today I get the chance to actually test Junior. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm game, man.
Let's say Brenda Farsi, Weekend Special. Okay, aka Run Josie.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Anati, the saga. Nice. Okay, let's try a classic. Anything from Kefa Semenya. Keta, I know you don't know who that is. Oh, wow. Okay, let's do something for Kat now. Rihanna. Anything from Rihanna. Which one is this? Oh, that annoying one. Gosh, I hate this song. All right, let's do something from R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Okay.
Which one is this?
Been Around the World.
Chief, can you do something we know? What is it? I'll never leave.
Yeah.
Okay, Kat, what do you want to hear? Okay, all right, now cool. So it's clear the man is very talented. Chief, did we practice this?
No.
Because I really want people to know that. Did we practice this? Okay, Kat, no. What do you want to hear? We're going to challenge him further. What do you want to hear, Kat?
First of all, you think I listen to Rihanna.
Oh, sorry.
If you need to take a drive with me.
Okay, what do you listen to?
I like the OJs, I like the Temptations.
I love Luther Vandross.
I love me some Gladys Knight, Anita Baker.
Okay, so choose one and let Gina play it.
Yeah, give me something from Anita Baker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's do something from Luther Vandross.
Dance with My Father.
This is such a horribly sad song, dude. Like, you just dampened
my
mood.
For those who don't have fathers.
There are people who are crying right now because you just played the song. You know that. So, okay, we need to get out of this. But, Junior, listen, I need to... How old are you?
I'm 20.
What?
He's 20. Listen to the stuff he's playing.
When did you start playing the piano?
Around about age 4, 3.
I wish I was you.
People like so you depressing. Annoy me. Like,
it's so depressing.
Yeah, you're so annoying. I mean, how can you be this talented?
Oh, I don't know, man.
By the way, one of the guests we're having today on the show is the legendary, very talented Judith Supoma. And Junior has at some point, I think, played with her.
Yeah.
So that's going to be quite a guest when she gets here. By the way, our guests are running slightly late. So we have an opportunity to actually catch up with the rest of the team. And Kat, congratulations. I hear
on
the show is number one.
Your show?
Yeah.
Congratulations. I should be saying congratulations to you. I don't know.
Do you know why I'm so happy? Because for the first time, we actually knocked out of the top 10. I think it was last month. We had been consistently around between number 5 and number 6.
Mm.
And then last month, for some reason, we were just completely out. And we came back at what?
Number one. There's no other way to come back.
Thank you very much. Anyway, we continue with the show. One of the most talked about artists we'll be having today on the show is K2.
From Big Brother, of course.
Yeah, everybody, every time you mention the name K2, like the timeline just goes berserk.
Because Big Brother has that huge following and these people become obsessed with watching Big Brother. And then when these people come out of the house,
yeah.
It's crazy.
And let me tell you why we're bringing him. It's not because of how popular he is on social media. It's because I know he's been here before. But as an artist, you know, he is a rapper and he's got music out there that's on a rotation. He even has a video, I believe, it's on rotation as well. So what we'd like to do with him today is to focus on his music side and get him to just remove him from his comfort zone and have him perform live here in the studio along with some of the greats we'll have on the show today, and one of whom is such a huge singer. His name is Brian Temba. In fact, we're gonna go ahead and have something from Brian Temba right now.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Said
I never needed love, something I was certain of. Didn't need it getting in the way. My defenses over time built around this heart of mine. I was sure my thoughts could never change. Then you came slowly, undermined what I thought I knew. Unguarded, I gave up the fight. So you win my regards. They fell down just like dominoes. They fell down just like dominoes. They fell down just like dominoes. They fell down just like.
I don't think you understand what just happened right now. This is something that we did with Brian Temba the last time he was here. So he did that live and we just played it, and Junior just started playing behind him. So what we're trying to do is, as he makes his way down here, we're trying to get him on the phone. And then, like what we did with Casper, we're going to talk to him until he arrives. I'm assuming that he's close by as we speak. Duncan. Okay, so that's being sorted out. Listen, dude, I'm actually going through the timeline right now. I think it's an opportunity to also interact.
Oh, wow.
Listen, people are losing it over your skill.
Oh, man. Oh,
you should see him. He's grinning. Like, I've never seen him grin this much. This is ridiculous. okay, K2 just tweeted.
Yeah.
He says, I got something special for you. So, it looks like we're in for a treat today. It's going to be quite crazy. They may be late, but they will deliver when they get here.
Definitely, man.
So, in terms of what you enjoy playing, I imagine there's something that you enjoy playing, Junior. Is there any one genre that you enjoy playing more than the other?
Not really, bro. I could say I'm just adventuring on lot of genres.
Okay.
But I'm from a gospel background.
Yeah.
So I'd say it's kind of my favorite, but you know, you need to grow, you know.
So if you had to put out an album, if you had to work on an album as Junior.
Yeah.
What would it sound like, or what would it entail?
It would be fusion. So mix a lot of genres together and make them one.
Okay, is there any one artist who you wish to work with? It doesn't have to be locally. It could be someone internationally.
Someone internationally. I like Marsha Ambrosius.
Oh yeah, she's quite talented.
Usher, you know, just your Ushers, your Drake, you know?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'd love to work with such people.
Gina, you see him when he speaks. He looks so innocent, but he's such a problem, though.
Oh, my word. Oh, come on, man.
Do you ever play for your mother?
Yeah, I do. She loves it so much. Eh?
She loves it when you play for her.
Yeah, she loves
what do you enjoy? What do you play for your mom?
Just piano, you know, a lot of piano songs, piano compositions.
If you had to play something for your mother right now, what would it sound like? Play something.
I'd play Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
Okay.
Because she loves that a lot.
Okay, let's hear that.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You listen to a Neil O'Connor Central. Radio has never been this good.
Radio has never been
this good. Neil O'Connor Central. Double O-C, double O-C. Neil O'Connor Central. Radio has never been this good. Neil O'Connor Central.
So on the line we've got the mega talented Brian Timber, whom we're supposed to be having in the studio, but we've got him on the line. We're gonna chat to him until he gets here. Brian, what's up?
I'm chilling, Onizi. How are you,
bro? Dude, you actually sound like you're chilling. Are you even coming here?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm on my way, bro.
You're on the way here.
Yeah.
Now you'll have to engage me until you get here. How far are you?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's deep. Okay, cool.
Real quick, Brian Timber, since the last time we hung out together, I actually just played a clip that we did back then. I think it was of Dominoes. You sang something. You did Dominoes at the time. Right. What have you been up to now?
I've been doing the TV show. Obviously, some people would know by now that I'm on FABC Mobango. I've been doing that, a bit of acting, but obviously I've been in studio as well, just working on the new album, because the last time I released an album, I think when I came there, I told you, I released my my second album.
Yeah.
Called This Is My Time, titled This Is My Time. So I've been working on the third one called Back to Basics.
Back to Basics. You know? Has the sound changed in any way?
No. I can never change my sound.
Okay, so it remains the same.
Yes, it's definitely the same. I mean, with the, you know, you have to keep up with the times. So
yeah.
What we're doing is, I'm actually, why I'm calling the album Back to Basics is that I'm putting together the team that worked on the first album.
Okay.
And the second album as well. You know, just to have Back to Basics, man. Just to, you know, give people that R&B, that hardcore R&B, that old school R&B, that first love of R&B, you know?
Now, in terms of your expectations, I believe when you put out your first material to now, so much has happened with you, even in terms of your expectation. I think that has changed over time. What is your expectation after putting out this album?
You know what? I obviously, where I am now, I've grown. I look at myself as a grown-up in terms of the industry, knowing the industry and the business side of things, and just the sound generally, because I've been producing other people as well. So I've grown, and the expectations with this one is I'm taking it. That's why I'm taking my time with it, because I feel it's going to be one of those albums that will resonate, you know, through time. Where when people talk about Brian Timber, they'll talk about this album.
Okay.
As much as they'll talk about something better, the Dominoes album.
Now, you mentioned that you've been doing quite a bit of acting. In terms of your creative ability, do you think you go to the same place when you're playing a character? Do you go to the same place that you go for inspiration when you are working on an album?
Not really. Acting on TV is a whole different thing, because what are you doing? You're reacting somebody else,
yeah,
right? Not yourself.
Yeah.
But with music, there's a different process altogether, because you're creating.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're creating something people have never heard before. You're creating something that defines you. You're creating something that is you.
Brian Timber, we look forward to hanging out with you today. We're going to test those that vocal range. I know you never have a problem with that. Do you ever have a bad day, voice-wise?
Trust me. Oh, I do.
Really?
I do.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah. No, seriously. Because sometimes you get so worn out, because, as you would know, we work hard, man. We try and cover a lot of things, you know?
Okay. All right. We're going to catch up with you shortly, as soon as you get here. We can't wait, dude.
Okay, cool. I can't wait either, brother.
All right, cool stuff. Now, in the studio right now, very talented, phenomenal, remarkable performer Judith Sipoma is with us in the studio as we speak. Instead of her greeting us or talking to the listener, we're gonna get her to sing her greetings. Right, Gina, are you good?
Yeah.
Okay, Gina is gonna do it. Gina, are you game with this?
Yeah, I'm game, man.
Okay, cool. Hi, Judith. You sing.
Okay.
Hi, Judith.
Hello.
How you been?
I've been so good.
What
so
have you been up
good.
To?
Oh, you should not have asked me that because I've been through so much right now.
Okay, bad or good?
Really, really, really good.
Okay, we're happy to have you here.
It's such a pleasure.
Welcome to Cliff Central.
Thank you, thank you.
Beautiful, we're coming back.
Ladies love, only love. Yeah, baby.
On Cliff Central, OOC, OOC. On Neil on Cliff Central, OOC, OOC.
On Neil on Cliff Central,
OOC, OOC.
You're listening to Neil on Cliff Central.
First thing I pick up when I listen to this is just how refreshing it is. Is this something new?
Yes, something very, very new. Something Lingala. I'm seeing it in Lingala.
Yeah, I can see you're tapping into Africa.
Yeah, we have to, you know. I had to, rather. You know, because most of my songs, most of my music has always been about South Africa and English.
Yeah.
And either Zulu, you know, Xhosa, or Sepedi, or Venda.
Yeah.
And nothing really more West African. So I've got friends of mine that are from all over, and most of them are actually from either Nigeria or Congo. And these ones, the song actually was written by a friend of mine called Bebe.
Yeah.
Bebe Lueki. And when he played it to me the first time, I just loved it.
How much research do you undergo in order to come up with something like this?
I do. It's you have to actually quite a bit of research because, you know, firstly, I wanted a folk song that would mean something to somebody who is actually listening to it that comes from that country.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, you know, if I'm listening to Pina Yasi, a song that is in Sepedi, I want the language to be pronounced properly firstly.
Nice.
And I want the melody to actually be relevant because we've got different melodies to each other, you know, to our neighboring countries. They're close, related, but they are different. So I did a bit of a research and I spoke to Bebe. I said, tell me, this is what I'm looking for. This is a song that actually can be sung by an old woman,
yeah.
You know, and but this now is a guy who is actually written these lyrics, who's saying, you know, mother of the nation, you have been gone for so long. All I want is just to have a picture of you to remember what you look like. And he praises her in the song. So it's actually another song that is actually very appropriate for Women's Month.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew what it meant, you know, it would really be quite proper.
You're getting so much love here on Twitter, on my timeline. Listen, if you wish to speak to Judith Sipoma, she's here with me in the studio. Junior is here as well. You can call in 0861-555-189, 0861-555-189. You can also hit me up on my Twitter. It's O'Neill Africa. I'll be sure to pass on the message. Now, this new album, tell me about the title of the album.
It's called One Word.
One Word.
One Word.
Explain.
Yeah. We like being dramatic sometimes and adventurous, but this time I didn't want to. I just wanted a song, well, an album that could be easy for people to remember. The title, I mean, and One Word just happened to be that title. I was looking for a song that could actually, you know, be easy for people to remember on the album when you hear Judith Puma's new album, and I couldn't find a song like that. But then I realized that all the songs on the album are One Word. One Word, all of them.
Okay.
And so we just titled, you know,
nice,
the album.
Very nice concept.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what are you writing about in this album?
Yes, it's love. Oh,
it's
man.
Love. Oh.
It's love. It's sensuality. We're talking about joy. Mm-hmm. We're talking about education. We're talking about unity. You know, there's a song called Mbote. It's also in Lingala.
Yeah.
And that song, it's so beautiful. It's like a 6-8 song that actually talks about how Africa, you know, should be united, and it says God bless Africa, but it's a beautiful danceable song, a positive song like that. And then I have a song called Satisfy. It's a very sensual song. I'm singing with a friend of mine called Temi Ngosi Manqele, and there we're just being sexy on stage. When you're listening to it in the car, you won't stop playing it. And then I have a song called Uthando as well. It all talks about love as well, self-explanatory. Yeah, so it's and I have a song in Portuguese as well. So
We'll talk about it a bit later on. Now, you mentioned love a lot. Is this a reflection? I know a lot of artists draw their inspiration from real life.
Yeah.
Is this a reflection? Would you say the subject matter involved with your album, is it a reflection of what's happening in your life?
Yeah, definitely. I said it when I, in actual fact, I realized when I was recording the album that I discovered love, you know, and discovering love, you know, you can be married, you can be in a relationship, but when you discover self-love,
yes,
that is something else. And that is exactly what I discovered, because I started, you know, I used to be afraid of doing so many things in my career, and I got comfortable with being in one space, comfortable with my fans, comfortable with the same kind of audience, the responses, but I wanted more. I loved myself enough to buy myself a ticket and go to London.
Nice.
And go see what's going to happen, then be there by myself, or Switzerland, or Turkey, or anywhere. And I did that, and I'm still doing it. But you can only do that when you are comfortable with who you are and not afraid of anybody saying anything. You just do whatever it is, but do it for you. You know, and I've always said that I've spent a lot of my life, you know, I've got children, but my entire energy has already always been about them, about family. And it's so good, and I love my family, but when has Judith ever really tapped into Judith?
Make time for Judith.
And I realized that you have to love yourself so much that you must realize that I need to actually do something for me. It's okay to just leave your children for like a few days, go away and not even call them for a day. Okay, well, we can't do that. We call them now and then because we miss them. But you know what? It's okay to actually just step out of that comfort zone and go discover who you are. And that's what this album is about.
You seem very well versed in the subject of love. So what do you think of relationships
now? Well, relationships, what do I think? I think relationships, a relationship is a beautiful thing to have. But the most challenging thing is when two people can find it in their hearts to understand the individuality of each other. You know, because the minute we start consuming each other, then we kind of like mess it up. And the minute you start ignoring your partner and you forget how special they are, it doesn't matter whether you're a guy, or even guys actually can be made to feel special. You know, so whether you're a woman or you're a guy, we need to always remember to not ignore each other. Because imagine you're in a relationship for like 25 years, mm-hmm. but it does not inspire you. But you are still there, and there is nothing you can do about it. That is a place where I never want to find myself. And that is a place where I wish none of us who are listening find ourselves in, because that is death in itself.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and challenge Judith. What we do here is we challenge artists. We're going to try and remove them from their comfort zone. Although, I don't think it would be much of a challenge, given just how much experience you have. Junior here is capable of playing anything.
Yes.
Anything. So yes. He's going to... I'm going to give you a word.
Okay.
And you have to create a song, a melody...
Okay.
And just progress from there.
Okay.
All right.
I'm laughing already.
Okay, cool. That's good. All right. The word is husband.
My husband. Oh, how I wish you could have been here right now. But all I know is my husband. You ain't here and there's nothing I can do about it but just to sit here and wish that you were here. I have nothing else to say about husband.
Okay. So we put her to a test and she rose to the challenge. The amazing Judith Supoma, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back.
Ladies love, only oh, yeah, baby.
How is it possible that you sound just the same way you do on a CD?
I don't know. I think it's just because I love music so much.
Yeah.
I really, really take it seriously. And I am passionate about it more than anything. So, you know, this is what I do and this is what I have to do best.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to kind of like look at it as a maybe kind of thing or as a hobby, it's not a hobby for me. It is my life. So that is why whenever I sing, I make sure that I sound as best as my last performance. Because in actual fact, this, I always say to people, when you perform, perform like this is your last performance. Because yep. And perform like you don't have any other chance. And perform like somebody out there is listening. Yeah, and perform like someone out there is listening. And when that person is listening, they're going to be like, I want to hear Judith more. I want to see her. Oh, she is impacting my life positively. positively. And if you're a singer, you wanna do this.
Are you aware of how talented you are?
Yes, I am. Yes,
that's,
I am.
That's very refreshing, by the way. At what point in your life, growing up, do you realize you actually have a gift?
I think the minute I was aware that when I opened my mouth, people paid attention, and I might not remember it. I think when I was 13 years old, the minute I went on stage, I think maybe actually younger, when I was 9 or 10 years old, we were having an indoor match at school, an outdoor match, and I sang Paradise Road in front of like thousands of school kids. And that was my first time of actually singing in front of my peers.
Yeah.
And the way they responded, everybody stood up at the same time. It was crazy. I can forget anything else about that time, those days, but I cannot forget that moment, how I also felt. And how much when I saw their reaction, I wanted to actually sing more every day. And when I did, I was irritating everybody, you know. But, you know, it is that moment when you realize you have that talent, that gift, you have to make sure people hear it, because you got to share it with the people.
What has been the lowest point of your life?
For a second, the one that I can remember, oh my goodness, I think it was losing my baby more than anything in this entire world. I can see, you know, moments where you don't have, I don't know what, but losing that baby, that was the lowest point of my life. That is why I immediately just prayed and I said, you know what, I don't want to be here for too long. I don't want to be sad like this. I don't want to hurt like this for too long. So I just prayed for grace and to be able to just kick it out. Deal with it, cry it, mourn her, miss her, love her. But I should not, I wasn't allowed. I didn't allow myself to actually go through the pain forever. Because listen, I realize that I've got other children and I've got a career and I've got my sanity to preserve. So
when I look at you and I look at your career, it just seems like you've already reached your pinnacles, which I'm sure is not true by any stretch of the imagination. What is your vision for yourself as Judith Sipuma, away from the family, but as a performer and as an artist?
Oh yeah, thank you for asking that. I have great visions for myself. Let me tell you, I believe that artists, we are creative people. One should never ever stop being creative. The minute you stop, that's it. No matter how talented you are, no matter how much of a beautiful voice you think you have, you will fade. So right now, my dream is to actually take all my music that I have ever recorded, and I'm talking about all the greats that people love, songs that make people cry, songs that people make people happy. I want to take them and re-record them in an unplugged way, but I want to sell them to the world. I want to make sure the world, and I'm talking internationally, I am just enough with just my people that know me. You know, I need a new audience. That's my passion right now. I need a new audience. I need somebody who speaks German to know who I am and really know who I am and sing a song like Memutswadi that they don't understand.
And do research on me.
And do research on me and want me. I want to be wanted by the world.
What is the one thing that scares you?
Oh, I overcame it, actually. Until a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Listen, I was afraid of heights.
Okay.
Woo! Okay. One thing that, I was afraid of heights, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm so excited about this. I was afraid of heights, but one thing that scares me the most, I cannot tell you because somebody's going to throw it in my face. In actual fact, you know what? If somebody does, I will find them.
You've cornered yourself. You have to tell us.
It's a frog.
You are afraid of frogs?
Even talking about it, oh my God.
Wow. What frog? Is it about frogs? That?
Have you seen that thing?
Oh, wow.
I almost collapsed. Let me tell you, I was working, I had a gig.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, it was dark. And I didn't know who there were frogs.
Yeah.
But there was over 50 frogs. And I remember in those days, we had a gig, Les Lilo. He had Hurambebe. He had to put me on his back because I was
that bad.
I was screaming, I was crying. I wanted to climb on his neck. I wanted to crawl up and stand right on top of his head because I thought they were going to come and bite me.
Wow.
And one thing I overcame was skydiving, guys.
So at you went skydiving.
41 years old, I did skydiving.
Congratulations.
And, oh my goodness, it was the best thing I've ever done. The best. It was amazing. Amazing.
If you just joined us, I'm in the studio with the amazing, radiant, she permeates excellence, and just she's got this grace about her. Her name is Judith Sepuma. And tell me about your greatest performance to date.
You know what? That's a very difficult question, you know, and I find it very, very unfair sometimes because I have so many great, like I told you, what are my performances, I really make the best out of them, you know, the most out of them. From our production, we go all out. But I remember in Holland, A Cry, A Smile and A Dance was just released. And I stood in front of about 12,000 people who had no idea who I was just before Marcus Miller went on. And I performed E.I.U. E.I.U. And everyone in that place was singing that song. Imagine hearing, I don't even know if they knew English.
Yeah.
You know, but they went like, yeah, you. And Maria and I, Maria from Sony Music, I was with Sony at the time. We had only 1,000 CDs, which were finished within 2 minutes.
Wow.
I promise you, wow. Maria was shocked. She was like, oh no, she was like, I wish I had about 10,000 CDs. They were gone. So that is one of the most precious things I will ever treasure, and I've got so many. And then at home as well, you know, I've performed at the State Theater. I had really the most amazing shows at Lyric Theater, at Joy of Jazz, at the Cape Jazz. I've had so many great moments in my life, you know, and I've performed for Nelson Mandela, like close, like for 40 people, and he was one of the people there. But it's just one of those things that I've got lots. And
okay.
Lately what I enjoy performing most is my new album, One Word. I cannot tell you.
The
songs, you know, it's amazing. This is my first album where on when we do a concert, we perform the first song to the last. From the first
That's how it
to
should
the last.
Be.
And the people, the audience, are loving it.
I'm going to put you in an uncomfortable position.
I love that.
Okay, cool. What has been the biggest check of your career? Give us the figure.
At one time, like I receive it and it's that.
Yeah.
About 460,000 rands.
Wow. Okay, thank you for the honesty. We're not going to go into details. Listen, it would be an injustice to my listener if we did not do Momo Tswandi.
We have to do it, Junior.
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Okay, when we come back, I'm still hanging out with Junior and Judith Sepuma. Coming up, we've got K2, who's joining us as well. We're also will be joined by Brian Temba at some point. It's 00C.
Lady Love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby. O'Neal
Central, 00C, 00C. O'Neal on Cliff Central.
O'Neal on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
All my ladies out there, happy, happy Women's Month. Wang khuri shaka buima, hey me mutwadi, kale boga me mutwadi, om pilele rato, wampumo la miyoho, oh wamputa pu. Kalebo rame mutwadi, hayele bo hayele le yele, dula ulime wase chava, me memo twadi kya orata o motswadi wa ka wangkhudisha ka lerato wampidisha memo twadi kya orata o motswadi wa ka ompang mata kana kotshe me motswadi.
I have to read this tweet. It says this tweet is from Vivian VS Spring 20. It says, O'Neill, tell that lovely lady she just got one more fan from Nigeria. Wise words. Love her. Great show. Show going on. Yeah. So.
Oh wow.
No.
Thank
look,
you.
You're amazing. Like you're such incredible talent, and you're such a breath of fresh air. Like you honestly sound. I think your producer has one of the easiest jobs in the world because
he actually has a
difficult
one. You're
so polished.
Oh my goodness.
Does he?
Yeah, no, he has a difficult one because I'm such a perfectionist in studio.
Okay.
I know he has a difficult job, but in terms of singing and writing songs and, you know, vocal arrangements and all, he's got an easy job. Yeah.
Listen, sadly, I have to let you go. I have to let you go, but thank you very much. What is your next project?
Well, right now, you know, I've got a nomination from Nigeria, the Afrima Awards. So we are looking into that. And then also the Afrima with a double M in for Dallas in Texas for the Strong Girl, the One campaign. So that's what we're doing. And then besides that, I've got a whole lot of shows that are coming up until November 27th. And then I've got another one in Durban for a very long time. So people must just check our Facebook page. We'll keep posting. And otherwise I'll see you. The album is out. It's in stores. It's on iTunes. I just checked yesterday. Actually, we've got enough units in stores so they can actually go to Musica and get themselves a copy or get it on iTunes.
Listen, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was great.
Somebody just asked here that you at least leave us with one thing, gospel.
Oh.
With the gospel influence.
Yeah.
Can we quickly do something? Just 1 minute.
All right. Cool. Perfect.
All right.
You can do Siago to me, so I don't
know. Okay.
I don't know.
Hallelujah. Something.
Oh, you want to change it? You can change it. It's fine. Choose.
Go ahead.
Anything.
Yeah. I wish they had written what they want me to do.
Siyakudumisa Jesu, we magnify your name, Jesus, we magnify your name, we magnify your name, Jesus, oh, Jesus, he's worthy, oh, Jesus, that's what we call him, oh, Jesus, such a powerful name, the name of Jesus, Jesus, there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah.
Listen, if you were ever to go to court for any reason, just sing your testimony. Just sing it, and we'll all decide it's okay. Yeah, they were wrong. She was right. You know, she must just let the poor woman go. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. I could do this all day, man.
Listen. Oh. This is what we do. Yeah. We would love to have here anytime you feel like coming back.
I will.
Anytime you feel like singing,
I'll be back.
This is the place for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Be blessed. Yeah. We're coming back with K2, ladies and gentlemen. Don't move.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On one. Come on, boys, let's do this. On one, two, three, let's go.
You listen to O'Neal on Central. Radio has never been this good. O'Neal on Cliff Central. Double O-C, double O-C. O'Neal on Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. O'Neal on Cliff Central. Double O-C, double O-C.
Yo, shout out to Pusha Beats, man. Let me stretch him out for you. O'Neal, you ready?
I was born ready.
Cliff Central, you ready? All right, let me do this. Look, they tell me that I'm not the only one new. That's why they not fucking with me. Okay, let's see. Find me in Cape Town with Lee. Popping these bottles, not checking the fee. Oh, what a nerve. They try to book me for free. Not gonna happen. I gotta eat. Getting my weight up. None of you haters is stopping my way up. Look at them go. I'm playing catch up. Rapping in circles until you get fed up. Not on my level. I'm triple decker. I be headlining you just on my checker. See, here they don't like me cause I'm doing better. I bring that fire like chocolate Weber. I'm talking bars, flow and delivery. I had to frame it cause they like to picture me. Taking me seriously, listening carefully. Burying all of those you try compared to me. So much ability. Yeah, get more love than February. I'm at your memory more than you'll ever be. Look at the odds and I bet that they favor me. Rapping since 14, I got me a century. Yeah, I got me a century. Cause it's always been simple as this. Why reminisce? When I take this shot, I won't miss. She like the flick of the wrist. Flick of the wrist? I see you talking that shit. I tell that bitch what it is. Handle my biz. You don't come close to the kid. I play the field, they got me to assist. Your shorty will tell you she couldn't resist. I don't have the time for your drama, man. Compared to no other man, I stay above it and hope that they understand. Load up the duffel bag, hand it to runner man. Hold up, I got it, man. Look at my wonderland, this is your Neverland. Now I'm in Hyde, man. VIP sipping on Heineken, way up. Feel like I'm high again, whoa.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. K2 is in the building, and yeah, as expected, the timeline is exploding.
Yo, yo, yo.
You want to say shout out to your what, Royals?
Yeah, shout out to the Royal family, man. Shout out to Cliff Central. Shout out to everybody. Haters too.
Listen, the reason why we brought you here today is to focus on your music. We're doing your music as an artist, as a rapper.
100%.
That's where the focus is going to be today. We've got K2 in the studio. Now, when did you discover that you could actually do this stuff professionally?
The first day I wrote my raps, I was like 11 years ago, man, when I was 14. I felt like it was hot, you know, and I just carry on doing it. I didn't want to stop. Once I started, I couldn't stop. So, yeah, this is me now, man.
Who inspired you?
I got a lot of inspirations, you know. I'm part of the new generation. You don't hear me talking about old school rappers. I'll even tell you the truth. The first time I really fell in love with hip hop was with 50 Cent's in the club.
Really?
Yeah, go shorty. And that's because my mother actually liked the song. She made me listen to it. And I just fell in love with hip hop then, you know.
So that was your first relationship with hip hop?
Yeah. The whole Aftermath saga, you know, your Eminem's in the 50s. Yeah, that's when I really fell in love with hip hop.
Okay, now, you recently obviously were a part of Big Brother.
Yeah.
Tell me about the grand plan. Was the plan to better the music and support it with that, or you just wanted to be in the Big Brother house and just have alcohol and meet your queen?
Look, everything that I did to get to where I am right now was because of what I want to do, which is my music. I took a 2-month break from music and became a reality star. Now it's back to business. But that was the grand plan. So now the plan is in motion. This is just stage 2, man. And we're only getting started, man. I'm only fresh in.
How's it been so far since you left the house? In terms of the music, how's the music been? Are people able to make the distinction between you as a reality star and you as an artist?
I think that's easily done because I give them the reason to make that difference because I rap, my man. I like to rap and I'm very good at it. You know, I don't sound like a reality star, TV star when I'm rapping. I sound like a rapper when I'm rapping. So they know when I'm behind the mic, it's mics to ashes, bro.
Nice one. Any collabs?
Not yet, not collabs that are locked in, but I'm hoping to get a few big collabs. Like I'm hoping to get one to KX. I just did a song with Harrison Crump. He gave me some production, you know. So
nice. We had him here last week.
Yeah. So I'm actually gonna premiere the song today, and it's untitled. Hopefully,
yes,
FM will help name the song for me. So I'm quite excited about that.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be premiering K2's brand new single alongside Harrison Crumb.
Yeah. He's not on a track, but
okay,
he's on
so production. He produced the song. So you actually have an opportunity of naming the track. So yeah, that's coming up on the show. Now, in terms of your sound, is there any direction you wish to go?
I won't say I have an idea of where I want to go. I am just, I like to challenge myself. So, for example, I would try to go producers and get beats that are different, you know, beats that will give me a challenge and hope it'll bring out another side of me as an artist, you know, and create magic in the studio. So I don't go to studio having an idea of what I want to do. You know, I just listen to the song and then, we make magic, and then it comes out the way it comes out. It comes out with the feeling, because music is made in the moment. You know, so when you're in a studio, sometimes I don't even feel like writing. Sometimes I do feel like writing. Whatever comes up in that moment, however I'm feeling, if I'm upset, if I'm sad, if I'm happy, if I feel like going hard, that's how I feel at that moment. But in terms of the direction where I'm trying to take K2, I'm trying to differentiate myself from everybody. I'm trying to separate myself from the pack.
Yeah.
Because like I said before, I'm trying to take my talent to a world stage. I feel like it deserves to be showcased on a world stage, and that's why I'm trying to take me as brand K2. Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about your first single, Lepara.
Lepara was due to popular demand. You know, I recorded the song about 2 days after I left the house.
Okay.
And because I was fired up, I'm hungry, you know, I also want to get in the game. So I told people, it was just basically a symbol as to how serious I am. You know, I'm willing to put in work anytime and any day, you know, and I'm doing things one at a time. So it's my first single, and it's doing pretty well. I'm actually happy with the response, you know, so it's pretty cool. You know, I also got to show a side of me, you know.
What does it mean?
Lepara. Lepara, it's a term that's most common around in my area, Pretoria. And it pretty much means you're a boss, you know, Lepara, you know. But my circle, my boys, the best way you would describe it is like the black Chuck Norris.
Okay.
No one can touch him.
I'm from Botswana. It means something completely inappropriate.
I know. I was there.
Yeah?
I was there about a month ago. We're like, nah. Yeah.
just chill. don't do it.
It's not the same thing.
We're still chilling with KT in the studio. We're going to get into some freestyle. But before we get there, here's the brand new song.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neasy.
Worldwide.
Taking it back to Vegas, UFC battle in cages, flow so sick it's contagious. Can't
never stop, I don't see a sign. Major rappers not better minds. The same side, this is this guy's. This guy, on top of his game. You niggas is lame. Proceed, you know, lame. I've been hot, I'm propane. Now let me explain. This year, no new flame. My flow's crazy, I'm insane. No gimmicks. The best winners. I'm still winning.
I'm killing that beat. I'm killing that beat. I'm killing that beat.
It's dead now. I'ma bring it back. Let me go back in. Let me go back in.
Look, I'm trying to spend some pay. Someone bring me away. I'll be back. I'm toothless, watch your name. Straight up, I'm way up. I got bomb bang in three cups. Shadow bossing, I'm too quick. Pay attention, try and keep up. Real shit, I take mine, I don't do luck. I turn six on the same day to kill Tupac.
I'm killing the beat. So there you have it, man. First time on radio.
Yeah, man, that beat is dead.
So, so there's still no title to this song.
Yeah, there's no title, man. I just went in.
All right, cool. What we're gonna do now is I'm gonna appeal to your softer side.
Yeah,
Junior, bring me some keys, please. Find me some keys. What we're gonna do is we're just gonna test your range. As a rapper,
all right, cool.
And as an artist, importantly, So I'm gonna give you a name. After I give you this name, you have to rap or sing to that person. Okay? So, but we have to agree on the keys. Are you happy with these keys? Or you know, I can switch it up.
Well, it's challenging. I don't really freestyle, but I'm gonna try it. It's Clef Central, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, cool. So let's say you are walking into a place or a room.
Yeah.
And you find a woman in there. Mm. She's all alone. Mm. And you ask her what her name is. Mm. And she says to you, my name is Blue.
What would I do?
Yeah. And what would you say to her?
Thinking about you. I tell her that my name is K2. And what we do is together. I like the way we weather the weather. When it's rainy days, she look my way. I tell her, look at me, no other way. You in the bedroom, you got leg room. I shouldn't say much, although this is explicit. Who is it? Who is it? Knock on the door, you wondering. Your clothes off. Yo, you know, show off. Yeah, I got this. I tell you, you know other. I like your name, it's Blue, plus it's my favorite color. I like you better when you under the covers. You and I, baby, there's no other. Yo, they try to compare us to the greats. I see the other niggas trying to hate. Baby, tell them that they all late. Trying to make a baby maybe penetrate. Oh.
Okay, so we may have just had a couple of revelations over there. Hanging out with K2 in the studio. We also have Brian Temba, who's on standby. When we come back, he'll be joining us in the studio. Don't move.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Central, OC, we need a long peace central. OC.
We need a long peace central.
OC.
You're listening to we need a long peace central.
OC.
Yeah, baby.
So I'm told at some point you out freestyled Casper.
Who said that?
I just heard that now from Duncan. So, go ahead, tell us, what happened?
I plead the fifth.
No, what happened, dude? Seriously, we want to know. It's cool, just tell us your story. Your side of the story is fine. Okay, it's fine. Let's not say you out freestyled him.
Yeah.
What happened when you had YFM and Casper was also there?
I heard it happen, yeah, before. Like, I was at a show where they brought in a couple rappers. I was with some greats of the Quest. Reason was in the building, Ginger, Casper himself, and they just asked a couple of us to freestyle. And I guess he didn't drop one, but we did.
Oh, he didn't freestyle, but you did.
Yeah, well, we dropped some bars. They just asked for some bars. Yeah, it's not as bad as it sounds. Why are you hanging me out to dry, man?
I love how you're really trying to downplay it. Like, it is so obvious that you're trying to downplay it. Okay, we've got Brian Temba. He's joining us in the studio now.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play a little game with my guest, my next guest.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask him a question and he responds by singing. Wow. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing alright. I can't complain. No.
How have you been?
How have you been, O'Neal?
I've been good. What's happening in your life?
My life is good, I'm blessed, I can't complain, no.
I see you a lot on TV, what's that about?
Do I still need to sing?
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Temba, of course, no surprise here because we did speak to him earlier on. K2's still hanging out with us until the end of the show. That's at 4 p.m. and please, be mindful that at least 30 minutes after the show is over, you will be able to download the show as a podcast. So everything you hear here today will be available for your listening pleasure at whatever time you choose. Brian.
Yes, sir.
You've been on our screens to a point where at some point I thought you're not going to come back to sing again.
But how could you think like that?
I don't know why. It just felt like you,
can't
you were doing so
like
well at yeah. acting. Like, you know, sometimes you're such a fan of somebody as an artist and you hope they do well, they do horribly wrong in whatever it is that they're doing so they can go back
to singing.
To what you assume is their calling.
Right.
What the
but
mistake,
that's, you were right in the first place.
You know what I'm saying? So, but tell me about what's been happening in your life.
You know what? A lot has been happening. A lot of, I mean, I've grown, like I said to you before, I've grown as a producer, I've grown as a... You know, I have my record company and that is going well. I've signed up a couple of artists that we're working with. I'm producing a couple of artists like Ayanda Gia. And for me, that's growth. You know what I'm saying? As much as I'm doing acting, I love acting, it's great. But music is my first calling. So, and it's my first love, you know. And I think at some point I will take it on full time, you know, and just focus on that. Production is what I love right now. So I'm working on my second album, Back to Basics. Yeah. So that's one I'm excited about that. I'm very excited about that. I have a track, you guys were talking about Reason. I have a track with Reason called Home. And man, actually, yeah, we'll talk about that.
That's okay.
We'll talk about the home thing. Yeah. But now, it's one of the greatest tracks I've ever produced.
The new album, we have to just delve into it. As compared to your previous album,
yeah.
What areas do you think you've grown?
What areas, in terms of, I'm more certain about my sound now, you know, more than I was before. If you, you know, a couple of people were saying that, you know, when you listen to Brian Temba, all his albums, he's Brian Temba. And when you hear him, you can't compare much with anybody. It's Brian Temba. And this album, I've grown even more, man. You know, with what we're going to put out, I'm exploring a lot of my range. I'm exploring it a little bit more. My lower registers, mm-hmm. my high registers, my falsetto. So this album is going to be more... People are going to love it. But it's going to be proper soulful music.
Yeah.
Proper, that soulful music that you listen to when you're at home and with your woman and you're trying to do things. That kind of soulful
nice.
Music. Yes.
Now, there's obviously the other side of music, which is the business side.
The business side, yeah.
And we've seen that happening recently. A lot of, I would say, South African or just regional content, there's a new appreciation for it. People are buying music now.
Definitely,
we're beginning
yeah.
to see that.
Yeah.
Do you think you are at that point in terms of the genre you want to represent? Do you
yes.
think we're at that point where people now are ready to start purchasing the sound?
You know what? Actually, yes. Because you find young people who are on their phones. Like, you know, smartphones right now are the thing, you know, and what they do is download, you know. So I think we can afford to sell our music online. We can afford to sell our music with Vodacom or, you know, MTN and whatnot. So I think that platform is open now.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't open a year or 2 years ago, but now it's open, and I'm happy with what the rappers are doing. I'm happy with what the industry is doing right now. You know, people are very business minded. People are doing things for themselves. You know, and that's very good to see. But
yeah.
one thing that we're trying to do, especially this is a movement that I'm trying to push right now, the R&B movement, because
yeah.
a lot of people think that R&B is international and it's, you know, it's here, it's at home, and
yep.
People need to recognize that, and people, we need to put it in people's faces, because record companies are not going to do that for us. Media is doing that for us, which is awesome,
yeah.
you know, but we can do a little bit more when it comes to soulful music. As much as there's hip hop right now taking over, and there's house, and there's all of that, but R&B,
so it can be done.
It can be done. You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting you mentioned that, because I know Tyrese. I think it's Tyrese.
Oh, man. You
he embarked on this campaign.
Yeah, man.
And he just went out on his own. I know Ryan Leslie is somebody who's been doing that religiously as well.
Yeah.
We're beginning to see a lot of people taking ownership of
exactly
their sound, everything about the business.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
taking ownership of that. Is that what you envision for R&B?
That's what I'm envisioning. Because you know what? People on the ground want it.
Yeah,
it's not like nobody wants it. If the
yeah.
if the record companies or media is closing doors for us, you
yeah.
know, it's okay, because we'll go out to people and bring it to them.
Yeah.
We'll do shows yeah. that push the flag of R&B.
Yeah.
We'll go out there and do as much as we can to push that, because we know that we will work.
Okay,
it will work. You know.
All right, let's get into some singing now. We are a live performance show after all. Junior, switch up those keys a bit. Let's find this man. Let's find him somewhere. Find me a progression, and then let's just
There's a Rhodes that you were playing before, man.
Okay, okay.
While I was listening from outside, there's a Rhodes. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay,
oh,
all yeah. right. Now I've got a word for you.
Yeah. Oh man.
You have to sing. All right. So your word is, gosh, it's so corny though. I don't want to go too corny, but I want to be corny, but not too corny. Okay,
okay.
Ice cream. That's your word. Create a melody. Do a song with verses and a hook. Out of
a
that.
Song with verses and a hook.
Full song. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Temba, unscripted, unrehearsed. Cliff Central, OOC, right now. KT is going to join us shortly.
Right?
But just wait for that. That's coming up. Okay.
Woo.
It's entirely up to you, sir.
Ice cream, you said, right?
Yes.
Can I have some keys a bit more? I wanna taste you like different colors of ice cream, whether strawberries or chocolate, oh babe. Morning, noon, and day and night, no. Said I wanna taste you
in every way, oh baby. I wanna taste you morning, noon, and day and night. I wanna take you to places you ain't never been before. I wanna hold you so you feel so good. I wanna taste you like ice cream. Ice cream every day. Girl, I wanna taste you. I wanna taste you. Oh, baby.
What a show. What a show.
Ladies love. O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sounding so fresh, man. This is Brian Temba, and he's here live with us in the studio. And K2's here as well.
Yeah.
And K2's gonna do another freestyle for us, and then they're gonna do a song together as well. But for now, we're gonna do something brand new, first time on radio. In fact, this is from Brian's upcoming album. Junior is gonna do something with him, so we get a taste of what the album is going to sound like. So are we ready, Junior? Okay.
Yeah. Can I have some keys, Mo? Yeah. So much until I met you, girl. You changed my life and made me whole. You're beautiful to me, girl. You are my shining star. You're everything I need. You're the one that keeps me going. You haven't said to me, I don't want to go, and I want to make it work. I just want to make it work. I know where I belong. Maybe I've been thinking, when you're not there, I'm sinking. I know where I belong. I'm home when I'm with you, baby. Don't you know that? I'm home when I'm with you, no. Seen some girls around the world, and they have nothing on you. I look into your eyes and my heart tell me that it's true. Oh, oh baby. See, I don't wanna go, and I wanna make it work. I just wanna make it work. I'm home when I'm with you, baby. Lately I've been thinking, when
yawning there, I'm sinking. I know where I belong, babe. I'm home when I'm with you. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah.
Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So this one, what is it called?
Home.
Home, and it features Reason.
It features Reason, right?
So you just heard the live version of it. Is this going to be the first single?
First single, yeah.
Cool. So we're getting into some freestyling. In fact, is it a freestyle kit?
Yeah,
it
was something I wrote this morning, you know.
Okay, so we've got something he wrote this morning.
Let's get with
and
it.
Then after that, they're going to do a collabo. All
right.
First time ever, live in the studio.
That's
don't
right.
move.
Ladies love, only love. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Central,
Look. Catch your body, I'ma catch your body. I'ma head down my class, got me a summa cum laude. Paranoid by surroundings, I gotta check what's around me. These niggas cutting and pasting like we don't see that they copy. Look, man, this shit is a robbery. I'm in the kitchen cooking shit up, dirty in the cutlery. I lost all my manners, I need parental advisory. I covered all angles, I got my shit right beside me. So sick, I need chemo, I'm 100, you zero. I be raising the ball, you still living in limbo. I have you lie with the heroes when you get hit with the Rico. You rappers not on my level, they're paralleling like equals. Come on, I'm ahead of my time. Don't have to ask how you doing when we all know that you're fine. And for the record, I fast forward, you fellas behind. I'm on the field, about to blow, making this mine. Get it? Nah, allegedly, apparently I got me all these haters who believe I'm momentarily. But momentarily, my whole collective's at your memory. And don't forget to ask God for my bottles when you pray for me. Pray for me, I need y'all to pray for me. I left a bad taste in your mouth, not saving me. We ain't what you are, cause you lack delivery. Man, these haters tryna drain me off my energy. Energy, I got a lot of energy. Started from the bottom, now they love me like it's February. Now I got the shorty screaming, can't you so please marry me? I done hit the jackpot, now I'm beating when they care to me. Yeah, stirring out the pot, chop it up the package it. Meet me at the top, I have you waiting for the ball like you wait for this to drop. By the pop, now we're doing summer in the drop tops. Hey, day, motherfucker, I'm ill.
Alright, so we're gonna switch it up now and do a performance between K2 and Brian. That's coming up.
Ladies love, only love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Remember, this is a challenge to both of them. Gina just plays, and they have to create a hook and do some verses as well.
All right.
I'll do the hook.
Okay, cool.
You do the verses.
Okay, cool.
All right, okay.
You're giving me the hard part. All right, let's
hey,
do
man.
This.
You know, that's how it rolls. Okay, do we have a heading? Do we have what
no,
we're singing about?
This is it's entirely up to you.
It's freestyle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baby, can you tell me what you're looking for in a man?
Ooh.
Baby, can you tell me what you're looking for in a man? K, won't you say it?
What you looking for? Maybe me. There ain't no other me. I got keys. I got Junior on the keys too. Yo, she like me cause I'm K2. I fly through on a private jet. Yeah, I like her better when she wet. Oh no, I shouldn't say too much. Hold on, maybe I don't give a fuck.
What you looking for?
Me? Maybe?
In a man. Baby, won't you tell me what you're looking for?
She say she like good D.
In a
yeah,
man.
She say she like good D.
Oh,
is that
I
what
you're
looking for?
Baby, I can give you anything
and everything you need. Yeah, maybe even some weed. We can smoke it up and get high, high.
hi, I like you, girl, we can live in the sky, cause you and I, we so fly, like you better when you're on the clouds, cloud nine.
What you looking for in a man? Girl, won't you tell me what you looking for?
What you looking for? Maybe more? Baby, I got a score and a goal. Yeah, you know, whore. No, I like you. What you looking for?
I got you, baby.
I got you.
Anything you're looking for, I got you, baby.
Maybe a fly sweater in the cold weather. What you looking
anything
for?
Anything you need.
Yeah, I got you, baby.
I got you, baby.
I can even get you Brian Timber. Oh. I got what you need.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
All right, now, there you have it, man. Freestyle, unrehearsed. That's what we do right here. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast, so please make sure you download it.
No doubt.
And what are you up to, man? You know, I've been on social media recently. Yeah. I've been seeing, doing a lot of rehearsal. What's happening? Live band, what's been happening with that?
You know what? Like I told you about the movement of promoting R&B music in our country. I'm doing a series of shows. The first one that I did was Winter Soul Set, you know, Winter, what is it? Winter Soul Jams Live.
Yes.
You know, and what we're doing now, it's seasonal. If it's spring, we're going to say Spring Soul Jam Soul Jams Live.
Nice.
What we're trying to do is to have intimate shows where we sit down with people, they ask questions, and they get to know the artists, they get to know about the music, they get to know about the backgrounds. You know, we'll sing songs like what's it, Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On or whatever, just because it's influenced a lot of R&B music, you know, and it influenced us. So we're trying to get people closer to the artists, you know. We're trying to, I mean, a lot of people know Brian Temple, but they've never actually asked questions. So I'm opening that platform where, yeah, I'm doing live shows. I'm sitting down. I mean, we even had beanbags, you know, on the show where people can sit down and we keep it quiet and we're like, yo, what do you want? What do you want to know about Brian Temba?
Nice.
What song would you like to hear? Even if we've performed it, we'll perform it again. So we're just trying to create a movement.
Revive.
I mean, yeah, people like Cabo Omo, Afro Traction, Press, Malik, they're involved with that.
Yeah.
And we're trying to tour the country, you know?
Okay.
And we want people to support that. Even if it's businesses, they need to support that because it's a huge movement.
When is the album out, set real quick?
The album, you know what? I'm taking my time with this one.
Okay.
You know, so I can't say. It can be out in 5 weeks. It can be out next year. It can be out. But I'm putting out singles at the moment. So Home will be the first single. And people can, you know, will be able to download it or buy it.
Thank you very much, my brother. Please come back again. It's always fun having you here.
Yo, it's not
it's
even
home
a question
for you.
Of it's home.
In fact, with this movement, we need to talk.
Let's talk more.
We need to talk. K2,
yo,
album wise, what's happening?
Same as is Brian. I'm also taking my time. I don't want to rush my project. I am a perfectionist, but I am dropping singles, so I might have a new single coming out soon. Maybe the one you heard today.
Okay.
But yeah, meantime, between time, you can catch me tonight at Kokatloho Mlando at Quest's birthday party.
Okay,
I'll be shutting it down there, yeah.
All right, nice one. Anything you want to say to your followers?
Thank you for the support. You know,
the
I say
Royals.
The same thing every day. Thank you so much for the support. Don't stop. This movement is too strong.
All right.
And for those who want to be part of the movement, just follow me on Twitter at K2Zo, at K_TOOZLE. All
right, Junior, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so we'll catch you again next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Remember, next week we are launching our app from the, I believe it's iStore in Sandton. So the show will be live from Sandton. So you can actually come by and hang out with us. We'll have some great artists joining us. In fact, you gentlemen, if you got time, stop by as well and drop a freestyle or two at the time.
Hey, why not, man? No
doubt. Cool. I'm out of here. I will be tomorrow. I'm off to Botswana, actually. I will be at Miss Botswana Fashion Show tomorrow. So if you are going in that direction, we'll catch you there. Otherwise, enjoy yourselves and thank you very much. We'll catch you on social media. Outta.
Peace.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real local central. Radio has never been this good.
Radio has never been
a real local central. Mm-hmm.
double OC, double OC, on Neil on Cliff Central. Radio was never been this good. On Neil on Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC.